Claudel. This is Bob Riles, your host of the Grace Radio series Voices. This adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell about matters of community interest. Our guest today on Voices is Robbie Marquette. Robbie is the Public Information Officer for Fire Prevention for Fire District No. 1. He's been a firefighter for over 20 years. He's a credit to the fire department, a dedicated family man, and a child of God. Robbie gave a testimony of God's grace in his life at a recent meeting of the Slidell Ministers Association. We join his talk in progress. Hope you enjoy it.
When I started getting older, you know, we weren't forced to go to church all the time. We went on special occasions, things like that. I had some very strict grandparents that, you know, when we went to church, it was, you didn't wear jeans, you were top notch. As I got older, I knew who God was, and I went to church every now and then, but I wasn't at that point. Back when I was 21 years old, young fireman, I met my beautiful hot brunette wife at a parade. I got to know her. She was Church of Christ. And how many of y'all tell people from the outside about your church and you get these crazy looks? So when I started telling people I was dating this woman and she went to Church of Christ, it's like, that was Catholic Church of Christ. It was different, okay? It's just what it is. People had a perception. And what's crazy is that, a little funny side note, my best man in my wedding was actually my wife's first boyfriend. So when I told him who I was dating, he's like, man, she's going to bring you to church. And they raise their hands, they talk in tongues and all this stuff. I'm like, okay, well, we're going to see, but she might be single real quick because I ain't into that, right? So we date for a little while, and then I go to church with her. And my brother-in-law, who's probably just a big jokester as I am, sits down and tells me that part of this church is, in the middle of service, if you're a guest, you got to stand up and introduce yourself. Well, at that time, extremely introvert. Public speaking was not my, trust me, I'd leave. I'd probably throw up. So I'm thinking this whole time, they're going to talk in tongues. I got to stand up and introduce myself. I don't know what I'm in for. I'm just about to leave and this car thing quits. Well, it wasn't like that. It was a great service. Got to know a lot of good people. So we dated for a very long time. Well, 6 months. Then we got married. You know what's crazy is that when we got married, we were very involved with the church. She grew up with this church her whole life. I was involved with a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. You know, I wasn't baptized yet. Did a whole lot for the church, though. I really didn't get baptized after we were unmarried. She didn't pressure. She didn't question it. We were just, you know, part of it. Then once I got baptized and we got involved, we were really involved with the church, they asked me to start doing small devotional talks. So go back to what I do now. Extreme introvert back then. Public speaking was not, I'd go empty trash and clean bathrooms before I just got up and talked. It wasn't going to happen. So a couple men from the church talked to me and explained to me about, look, if you can't talk in front of us, you can't talk in front of anybody. We're all family here. Just talk, research it, and talk. It's no big deal. So I started doing a little bit of talks, got a little bit longer. And, you know, quite a few men told me that basically it's going to get better. You're going to learn how to do it, or you're going to start feeling comfortable. After all of that, doing multiple devotionals, being involved with the church, started doing, you know, the Lord's table, saying public prayer. The public speaking really doesn't bother me. Taking me to that point of being able to do small public speaking to where I'm at today, of doing big, huge public speaking, teaching multiple people about fire safety, things like that. So that was how the church helped me evolve out of that introvert to an extrovert. We lived in the West Bank our whole lives. Then after Katrina, it wasn't really a place that we wanted to raise kids. So I call ourselves Katrina Rejects. We moved to the North Shore. But we moved here for the quality of life and for the schools. My wife's a school teacher, so the schools were a lot better for her to be teaching in. Then I got on with, you know, St. Tammany Fire District 1. And to go back a little bit, I've been in the fire service for 22 years. When I was a fireman in the West Bank, a young fireman, when we would have to go do public education, I wasn't talking. I was the one that was going to get dressed. I was not talking. It wasn't going to happen. I'd go home sick before I had to go out there and talk. So then I came down here, started working for Fire District 1, got to see that they have a very, very, very big fire prevention bureau, something I really wasn't used to. And we went and did a couple PubMed events and things like that, and I got involved with the kids, and it became easy. It was just there. It's just getting used to talking in public. It was easy. So then I applied for the position, and I got the position, and that's where I'm at today. If it wasn't for me and being involved with the church, the encouragement from the churchmen, how to do public speaking, I wouldn't be here. You know, there's no way I'd be at this level. Then my family got involved with North Shore Church of Christ. Great, great little church, great big, huge-hearted family, where I currently serve as a deacon overseeing building maintenance and widow support. And I want to hence the word service. because that's basically what we are, as servants. I'm there to serve. Luckily, we have a very small building, so it's a newer building, so I don't have that much headache with it. But sometimes it can be. There's something I wanted to read from Mark 10, 42, 45 as far as service. Mark 10, 42 to 45, Jesus called them together and said, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise an authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as ransom for many." So that's basically how I look at what I do with the church, what I do with my family, and what I do with my job, is that we're here to serve. Something else I was looking up when I was looking up about testimonies. Revelation 12:11 says, "We overcome our enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony." You know, I guess it goes back to, you know, story sell. Our testimonies is the biggest thing that can save people. We can, you know, preach all day, but if we have a testimony to go with it, it makes a huge difference. One of my testimonies that I wanted to emphasize today was just how took a young man who was extremely introvert and then brought him to a level that I get to serve at this point. But there's something I wanted to bring up while I was up here, just to get y'all's permission. We have our captain in our fire service who was just diagnosed the last second with a very serious stage liver cancer. The fire department has implemented a meal train calendar. And there's some open dates, and I was wanting to ask if it's okay with y'all if I put Slidell Ministers Association and I cook for it on behalf of the association, if that's okay with y'all. I just don't want to put y'all's name on there without asking y'all's permission, but I'll go on there and if it's okay with y'all, put Slidell Ministers Association, I'll cook a meal to where, and when I deliver it, it'll be on half of all of us, if that's okay with y'all. Yeah, he's been with the fire department a little over 20 years. Got extremely sick, thought it was food poisoning, went to the hospital, and he come back with cancer. Thank you.
Thank you, Slidell, for tuning in to Voices here on Grace Radio today. We want to hear from you. You can call us now at 985-250-1037. You can leave a comment. You can send us a text. If you have comments about today's programming, something that you heard that was of interest to you, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. We would encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio of Slidell, where you can leave a comment. You can also check in on our website, www.graceradioslidell.net. There you can make a tax-deductible donation to support this station. We need the support of listeners just like you. And again, give us a call, 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us again on Voices of Slidell daily at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get in the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.